Before I introduce Kimberly, my first guest, I want to thank our sponsors for helping to make On the Green Front possible. That is GreenWorks Natural Cleaning Products. They work, they're affordable, and there's no chemical smell, so highly recommend you use those in your home. Give it a try. They've got, five or six products now, including biodegradable cleaning wipes. I'll be curious to hear what Kimberly thinks about those. Also, our content sponsor, Sustainable Life Media. We devote at least one, sometimes two segments to sustainable business leaders and innovators to find out what's going on with green business on the green front. And also, last but not least, my favorite tea company, Mighty Leaf Tea. They have a wonderful line of green, black, whites, and red teas. My favorite is their organic green tea tropical. If you have not tried it, is available at Whole Foods across the country and also online. I want to bring in Kimberly Pinkston. It is a great thrill. Kimberly and I have become friends. We are both green moms living in very eco-active Marin County, but this is a program that goes far beyond our neighborhood. Welcome to the Green Front, Kimberly.
Thank you, Betsy. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
I started a mom's campaign of my own, as you know, grassroots campaign, Don't Be Fueled, back in 2002, trying to organize and educate moms about our many eco-challenges, that one specifically addressing the need for cleaner cars. We were ahead of the curve by about, 5 years. Your timing was perfect. A couple of years ago, you decided there was a void that needed filling. Tell us about that and what you did.
Yes, back in 2006, I co-produced an event for the United Nations World Environment Day, and shortly thereafter was with a group of friends, most of them women and moms, and in particular, and I overheard them talking about going to this event and how that inspired them to go home and change out their light bulbs to the compact fluorescent, more energy efficient, aka twirly bulbs. And at the time, very few people knew what those were. And so the conversation picked up rapidly, what are CFLs? Why would you want them? Okay, then where can I get them? And then I watched as the conversation, grew to address other issues such as, within that community, what things are recyclable, what things are not, what kind of cleaning products these women were using, what kinds of, makeup and, so on and so forth. And I just watched the passion for the topic. And two, the amount of information that so quickly was, transpired between this group of, 20 or so women and thought, holy moly, the power of women, and again, moms in particular for this, as not just role models, but also as a market force. And I thought, someone needs to do something with this. And, I did my research, and certainly there's an amazing group of, different types of activists and entrepreneurs and NGOs and the like all throughout the world already addressing these issues, but I didn't see one that was really reaching out to moms in particular and really focusing on, first steps, like how can we get started? Everybody by now has heard you're supposed to, go green and the like, but still, are people actually making the changes and implementing them? And we felt that there was a place where we could become, like a hand to hold and really help to, inspire and empower women to be change makers in their communities.
It's addressing a true need. I always marveled at the fact that I, inhabited basically two worlds for the last 10 to 12 years, and that was the world of mothers, since I have a 14-year-old, and also the environmental community. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like never the twain shall meet. I mean, mm-hmm. so many of the environmental activists were sort of younger, single, dedicated people, and the mothers and fathers, of course, mm-hmm. those of us who have most invested in the future, at least quite yeah. literally, seem to be living in a parallel universe, and you with EcoMoms Alliance are trying to bridge that gap.
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think, now there's so many of those things popping up. And as you mentioned, we had the good fortune, I guess, to, found sort of right before the green trend really started. And so it has been amazing to watch as, you, Betsy, know better than many, the difference between, people just saying, oh, that's a great idea, Kimberly. I got a lot of that and like pats on the back to, then over the course of the next year and now a few years down the line, more and more people saying, how can I get involved? What can I do? This is so great. This is so important. So it's been really wonderful to see the change and to see now how many women focused groups there are and I want to be clear that we do welcome and have people that are not moms involved that are not even women. We have some men too. We have got our eco dads and our eco grandpas. I just felt like as a mother myself, that was the voice that I could best speak from, and I shouldn't ever try to speak from someone else's perspective. So that felt like that was the best way that I could do it. And, you know, kind of just asking for guidance from the world, and the term eco-mom popped into my head and felt like a really good, you know, gosh, wouldn't you want to be an eco-mom?
And there are, in fact, a couple of other smaller organizations I've seen sort of sprouting up with a similar theme.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Green Moms.
Mm-hmm.
And so obviously it's an idea whose time has come. How quickly have you grown, and how do your members stay connected to what is going on, you know, around here with a lot of meetings? Is the web really helping people learn virtually?
The web has helped us tremendously in terms of getting off the ground. I mean, it really, this has been, you know, a real testament to, you know, the power of grassroots organizations and to women, which I really hoped and believed would happen, that, you know, just our natural inclination to, you know, share the word and talk with one another and share information, you know, as we've done, you know, by watering holes around campfires, around, you know, our kitchen tables. You know, we share and we connect and we talk. And so we, you know, now have the ability to do that to help in this regard to creating, you know, reducing the climate crisis and creating a more sustainable future. So we have, you know, the Internet certainly has played a big part in it, but I think even more just that the power of women or the way we communicate. And then we have, you know, several tiers of I'm going to say, you know, involvement. So, I mean, the easiest thing is just, of course, going online and, you know, joining Ecomom Alliance, becoming part of that movement, which just adds to, you know, our, you know, influence over, you know, corporations and, you know, local officials and, you know, up to the national level. There's, you know, always different levels and areas of involvement. But the part that we really focus on is what we call our Ecomom community leaders. And so that's really empowering and educating women who want to be, you know, leading change in their communities. And so we do, excuse me, both online and then, you know, in person and on the phone and, you know, whatever ways we need to help women feel like they have a platform from which to speak. And so they feel, you know, they're part of something bigger than just one woman showing up, you know, at her market and saying, hey, could you carry more organic products? Or, you know, one woman showing up at her school saying, hey, this is important to me, being able to say you're part of something, you know, that has now, we've, you know, we have become a global organization and we have these Ecomom leaders all over the world. So being able to say you're part of this and, you know, they've got my back. I'm not just some, you know, crazy lady showing up with these ideas. You know?
I know that feeling, yes. And I know that feeling of people, you know, patting me on the back years ago and saying, you know, I'm really glad you're doing this, Betsy. You go, girl. You know?
Right, right. You have
these would be mothers at school with 4 and 5 kids. I only have one. And I'd say, well, I'm only going someplace if you listen to what we're talking about every day on the program, mm-hmm. or get involved with our Don't Be Fueled grassroots campaign and you educate yourself and, you know, green up your family and your home and spread the green gospel. And it was a very lonely feeling when, mm-hmm. you know, they would come up and do that, say, I'm glad you're doing this. Well, have you listened to my program? No, no. Well, where is it? You know?
Right, right.
I can only be successful if, you know, if people respond and people get into mm-hmm. here. And I think we've surpassed that barrier. I think it is painfully clear now, it should be, that this is not for other people. It's not out there in time or space. It's right here, right now.
Right.
It's critical that each one of us, and certainly those of us who have families, you know, get on the green bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
But we've overcome that hurdle. The other one really, especially for moms and working moms in particular, is I'd love to do more, but I'm so busy.
Yeah.
That's what are you doing to address that?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that we, you know, really in our messaging and the way we ask people to get involved is that, you know, I think there's a misperception out there that, you know, to take action you have to be like one or the other, you know, or that you don't have time, your to-do list is already too full. And we literally say, like, you know, we're not asking you to change the world. We're not asking you to add to your to-do list. We're just asking you to rethink the things that you already do. And in that process, you end up helping to change the world, you know. So, you know, we know how time-pressed everybody is. And you know, that's a whole other part of what we think is important is you know, connecting how we take care of ourselves with how we take care of our environment, of course. But really just trying to, you know, educate people to the fact that it's just all these teeny steps do really add up, you know, and it feels, I think, sometimes so nominal, you know, going through your mundane activities, but it's like all those little, you know, what kind of, you know, printer paper you're buying, what kind of toilet paper you're buying, you know, all those little things, how much they really, really do add up. And, you know, the excuse of what could I possibly do just really doesn't cut it anymore. And, you know, so.
And use of storytelling. You know, I think you have a new feature on your website where women, mothers, can share mm-hmm. their experiences. I think that's really profound and engaging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, because, you know, I mean, I know just with my neighbors and friends, you know, once one of them says, oh, I'm doing this, you know, the other one goes, oh, well, if you're doing it, I can do it too. You know, it must be doable. And so we actually, yeah, we're just preparing to launch, well, it's live, but it's ecomomcommunity.com. And that way, you know, women can share what's worked for them and share their tips and ideas, because we are really each our own expert. You know, we know our family best. We know what works in our community best. And so being able to make the changes on the local level that add up to, you know, the impact on a bigger level.
Kimberly, we're coming up on our first spot break, and I'm going to bring Carlene Cullen in next, who you know. But can you stay on for the first couple of minutes of our next segment? I have one more question for you.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're listening to On the Green Front. We're talking about what's new with environmental education. Stay with us. Great show ahead.